head down to the New York Stock Exchange and check in with Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared, Chevron ringing that opening bell down there. Any oil barrels, real-life oil barrels down there? Any photos?
Yeah, I hit an oil slick, but I recovered my balance. Nice interview with the Chevron CEO there. I'm looking at the Wi-Fi Interactive. Not a whole lot going on in the indices. Pretty quiet day so far. But I want to get to the bond market just real quick because we're seeing another huge, huge drop in the yield curve. And you can see that in the 5-year, the 10-year, the 30-year. That's after dropping a huge amount yesterday. You can see the 5-year down 8 basis points. Julie was noting this earlier. We are back in a territory we haven't seen in about a month, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So going to be tracking that. That is not good news for the financial stocks. And in fact, that is the only sector or one of the sectors in the red. It is down over 1%, almost 1.5%. So really taking it on the chin there, but not any big outsized losses in the other sectors. Now, also looking at energy. Crude oil, WTI, holding above $100 a barrel, up another 5 or 6%. Energy up 2%, followed by utilities, real estate, staples. That's a defensive setup. And going back to the S&P 500, still hasn't been able to clear resistance over the last few days. So we'll have to see what comes of this. But all in all, kind of in no man's land here for the S&P 500, especially given the range. You can see on this year-to-date chart, just haven't been able to punch through 4,400 here, 4,500. Really the big level. So got to see if any short sellers are attracted if we manage to punch up into that range, guys.
Hey, Jared, I know that you've been looking into sort of some maybe misperceptions that are reflected in the market right now based on a note out from Goldman's Dominic Wilson. Where are those misperceptions?
That's right. And this is also somewhat contrary to a note from Dr. Marco Kalanovich over at JP Morgan. So I'll highlight, and I think it just speaks as to the fact that Wall Street really has some very strong differing opinions about the market. And that means that those opinions could be worked out in a very volatile fashion. But let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive. I have a couple of notes here from that Goldman Sachs Dominic Wilson note saying, we think the market might be underestimating the risk of tighter supply and oil pricing. We're just talking about WTI, which remains a key risk from the ongoing conflict. So we think that the risk premium that's embedded in WTI, crude or Brent, here should probably be larger, arguing for higher oil prices. And indeed, that's what we're seeing this morning. Also, the second thing, we think the market is starting to overestimate the impact that the conflict will have on Fed trajectory. And so think that the front end rates are ultimately likely to reverse this recent rally. Now, when we talk about the rally, we're talking about the rally in bonds, not the yield. The yields have been crashing. So I think they're arguing that we're probably overdone to the downside on this crash in yields over the last few days, going to be revised to the upside. I've been talking for a month now. Are we at peak Fed? I've been asking that question. We might have passed that point and actually swung the pendulum to the opposite side, where people are underpricing the risk of the Fed in the market right now. So really interesting to see that. Also, JP Morgan, Kalanovich saying that the worst might be behind us on the sell-off. You got to listen when Kalanovich gets bullish on the market. I would hasten to say that January 10th, he also got bullish. Didn't work out as well. Guys?
Jared, watch out for those oil slicks down there. You got to be safe, brother. Jared Blickery, I'll check back with you later.